nobody really knows for sure who built them.
That's Carrier Mills history teacher Mark Motzinger, who actually discovered one of these mysterious stone walls. And to thoroughly tell this part of the story, we first need to go back in time to when Mark was a youngster.
My dad was one of the best storytellers that I can ever think of. And he always took us places, and I can vividly remember it was an old Rambler. There were no back seats in it. He was a baseball coach out at Southeastern at the time, and there was a big bag full of helmets, and I was probably about 6-7 years old, and we went up to Stone Fort Bluff, and we bounced up that thing, and we got out. He was telling me he was going to show me a fort. Well, when we saw it, it was just some crumbled ruins, but then he started telling me the story, and I had quite a vivid imagination, and the next thing you know, I was hooked on it, and I finally got him to take me down. We went down to Pound's Hollow, and he showed me one there. I also had a grandfather who was there in Crab Orchard, who was the kind of a historian in Crab Orchard, and I had an uncle named Hobart Motzinger, who was definitely a historian. And at the family reunion, they'd always tell the story about how we came to Southern Illinois. And so I've always had a family that was real history-oriented, and not just, the big stuff, Battle of Gettysburg, but, the stuff that's around us that we see every day.
Mark says these walls were built between 400 A.D. and 800 A.D., and they are scattered about Southern Illinois in remote parts of Gallatin, Saline, Pope, Union, Johnson, and Jackson counties. And ironically, when I was talking with Mark in that empty classroom of Carrier Mills High School, it hit me. We weren't too far from one of these walls.
And again, that was here in, we're in the western edge of Saline County, correct? Is that?
That's correct. And it is almost down on the Pope County line. But there's the one that the town here is named after, Stoneford, is about a mile, maybe a mile from it. So there's two of them are fairly close to each other.
Earlier, we heard Mark say that we don't know for sure who built the walls, but we do know there was a settlement.
On Millstone Bluff, which is where one of the walls is located, there is a village site up there. But the wall was probably there 800 to 1,000 years before the village site. So a lot of the wall was probably tore down by the Mississippians, who would be at the same time period as Cahokia. That wall was probably tore down by the people that were there then, who built the village site.
Right.
And it was probably a special place that they knew about anyway, which a lot of these places are in, kind of hard to get to, but kind of special places. I personally believe they're ceremonial.
Well, that was my next question. Ceremonial, maybe praying to their gods for a good harvest or something like that.
Exactly. And, when the settlers first came in here, you can kind of tell when these things were originally found because by their names. If they were found when the first settlers came in here, immediately after the War of 1812, that time period, they would call them a fort because in their mindset, everything was a fort. It was a defensive place to keep people away from them. A little bit later, when it became more of an agricultural community, when they came in, they started calling them a pounds or an impoundment where they kept animals because to them, they looked like fences. Later on, they just called them walls. So we've always had this idea that they were defensive forts,
right.
But probably not because they would be like suicidal last stands because there's no water inside of them. And the type of warfare that they probably practiced back then was more of the hit and run, type of thing. So I doubt very seriously they were forts.
Interesting. So now we probably have a good handle on where the name Carrier Mills / Stone Fort came from. I've always wondered that.
Yep, that's exactly where it comes from.
In addition to these many numerous stone walls in southern Illinois, it appears that there is other evidence of prehistoric humans living in the area as far back as 1000 BC, maybe even earlier than that. One ancient item in particular was found not by an archaeologist, but by a scientist studying rodents. And that evidence? A piece of woven fabric found in Cobden, Illinois. And Mark is very familiar with this.
Fortunately, I know quite a bit about that as well. Dr. Wagner has shared some of the papers and things with me.
The Dr. Wagner that Mark is referring to is Dr. Mark Wagner, who is the director of the Center for Archaeological Investigations at SIU Carbondale.
One of the stone forts is also in this area. Matter of fact, you can stand on the stone fort and look across the creek right at the second tier shelter bluff where this piece of cloth was found. It was actually found by a biologist who was studying pack rats. And he was up in a kind of a second level shelter bluff and was digging around in a pack rat nest and came across some cloth that he knew was obviously very old. Now, this was able to radiocarbon date. You can radiocarbon date this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this was back in probably about 1974, somewhere around in there. Jack Norwatz was the guy's name. He brought it back. They sent it to a person who specializes in textile, and they believe it was a piece of a moccasin type thing. And it dated back to about 2000 BC. So.
Yeah. Amazing. Now, do they know, was it made out of cotton-based, or was it made maybe out of deer skin or something?
It was actually made out of like a woven plant fiber.
Wow. So 2000, 3000 BC, there were humans living right here where you and I are sitting here talking. That gives me goosebumps.
Yeah exactly.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.